Erie County Water Authority meeting of December 20th, 2018. Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Shad.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll move to waiver.
Gentlemen, in going through the minutes, it was pointed out to me that, there is a bit of a discrepancy. It is relative to item number 18 of the last meeting, and it is page 526. I believe there's a bit of a misquote in the minutes relative to Commissioner Jones' initial statement. I believe that he stated that copy of the New York State statute, but not the resolution, was in the board meeting binder, and I believe what he said was on the website. Is that correct?
Yeah. The minutes is a little bit wrong there. Commissioner Jones, and I listened to the audio again today, he indicated that it was out of order because he believed the resolution wasn't posted on the website, although the statute was part of the board pet. And then confirmation was asked, is it or isn't it on the website? It was, but he never indicated it wasn't in his board package. He just brought a point of order of whether it could be taken up, whether the public had notice of it. So that needs to be changed in the
website.
Yeah. It has to be changed in the ministry to accurately reflect what Commissioner Jones was saying.
We are in a motion.
It's a motion to amend.
No, we've got to get the motion in front of us.
So motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve with the amendments.
To clarify that, second?
Yeah.
I'll say second. Any further discussion? All right.
Oh, I just want to thank you for showing me.
For catching that.
Use the computer.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Are we voting on the minutes?
That was the motion.
Motion to approve minutes as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
On the question, I just want to compliment the people who put these minutes together. They weren't easy minutes to do.
Okay, that brings us to reports. Secretary's report. Commissioners, we have an executive session scheduled. We may choose to do that now, as we have outside counsel Jim Domagalski, who is here as negotiating the contract. So the discussion is of the collective bargaining negotiations pursuant to the Public Officers Law, Section 107-1E, collective negotiations pursuant to Article 14 of the Civil Service Law. And I only say, I know that Mr. Domagalski made a provision. This was supposed to be last week, and then we rescheduled this meeting, and he's got a calendar today that he really needs to get out of here by about 11. So if we can
accommodate that?
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
All right. All right, and I've moved that we go into executive session to discuss the collective bargaining negotiations pursuant to Public Officers Law, Section 105-1E, collective negotiations pursuant to Article 14 of the Civil Service Law, and keep Mr. McCracken, Ms. Prendergast.
At 9:51.
Oh, at 9:51, Mr. Lichtenthal, obviously Mr. Domagalski, and Margaret. And
I think Dan Meemore.
And Dan Meemore, absolutely. And then if the rest of you folks can just wait outside, and we'll call you back when we finish.
Thank you.
Are we all set? All right, I'd move at 10:02 to come out of executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Did you mention on the record that we left at 9?
We did.
Okay. Yes.
We did. We got the time down.
Okay.
All right.
Legal. Legal, no report. Fiscal, GFOA. Bob Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have in your packet a letter and a certificate that we were notified recently by the National Government Finance Officers Association that we've been awarded a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting for our 2017 comprehensive annual financial statement.
Bob, thanks a lot for that. I mean, you do it every year, but it just reminded me this year because I got something on my email that we do we look around? There are other things I see from the AWWA and other things soliciting, you know, tell us if you've got a superstar, somebody who does really good in some aspect of your operation, finance being probably the most common one, but there's other ones in terms of, I can't remember what the latest one is, whether it's engineering or HR. But
the state AWWA sections look at issues regarding operators of the year, right, and other assorted matters that would come more out of our engineering and operations side of the business.
All right. I'd ask you and Russ to take a look at those and keep, if there's somebody we should nominate or recommend because we've got something going well, and I think we do things better than other water authorities in many respects, I think we ought to don't miss the opportunity to point that out to folks and see maybe we qualify. Maybe they qualify. It'd be helpful.
Okay.
Thanks again.
RFP Microwave Radio Maintenance Services, Bob Lichtenthal.
Commissioners, you have in your packet a memo from me that recounts that back in mid-November, the commissioners authorized the issuance of a RFP for microwave radio maintenance services. This is to maintain the current microwave link between this building and the service center and the associated computer equipment, IT equipment. As of when they were due to be returned, we only received one response, and that was from our current service provider, Transwave Communication. It's in order. Jeff Schlerp has reviewed it. I've reviewed it. It met the specifications of what we're looking for. And thus, with the board's approval, we'll have for you at the next board meeting a resolution for you to consider and a contract award to Transwave.
Operations, EMA presentation, SCADA. It's listed as Russ Stoll. However, we've got a representative from EMA, Craig Yocopenosh.
Point of order.
Yes.
Did Mr. Demagowski have another?
He does. I kind of gave him the.
Okay. You don't have to step
up. Wait for the official vote.
You know, I would. Wait a minute. I would then move to suspend the agenda and move to. To that item.
Vote
on the item.
It is 14. 14. A motion to suspend. Second. Any all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion suspended. Let's take up item 14. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve item 14.
Second.
Any further discussion? I just want to say there was a well-done negotiation process on both sides, and I'm prepared to move forward. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Move to the executive.
And we go back to the regular order here.
Second.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Back to Mr. Yocopenosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Yocopenosh, let me just tell the other commissioners, neither of the current commissioners sitting to my right and left were here when the authority went into a modernization program and ended up retaining your firm to do a number of things to analyze where we are and where we could go. And I know from having talked to Russ and some others that we're at the cusp of a plateau in our SCADA and our GIS CityWorks. Could you kind of give us a little description? I wanted to basically let the commissioners understand where we are and so that you know they can understand where this project is right now at that level.
Okay, sure. This project or program kicked off a number of years ago with the intent of aligning with operation or enhancing operation strategies and aligning more with the industry. EMA, I should probably say that for you guys who don't know us, EMA has been in the water utility, water wastewater utility industry for 45 years. We work primarily, exclusively with water and wastewater utilities in the United States. I've been doing it for 30 years. So we have about 200 employees, and this is really our focus area. So I just will give a highlight on what you've accomplished so far and where you are. So one of the first steps you did was an assessment, but then you moved quickly into a planning process and put together a long-term plan around the technologies and the associated practices and organization changes that you will want to make over the coming years. That was about 5 years ago, so you've made a lot of progress since then. you've done a, this organization has developed a lot around the standards and the governance. I want to commend the governance, particularly when it started, there was not really an understanding of management of that activities. The IT governance and some of the other governance that we've been involved in has done a really phenomenal job, kind of in my experience, what we've seen. So I wanted to highlight that. And you've been ticking things off for the past 5 years, so pretty good job. Also wanted to point out in the IT planning that in the middle of that work, the commission had identified that the state requirements existed for cybersecurity, and you guys made some pretty big jumps as an organization in getting compliant with all of the New York State cybersecurity requirements, which you are. The reason I highlight that is the America's Water Infrastructure Act 3021 has been signed into law recently, and it has two aspects, a cybersecurity aspect and a physical. You are very well positioned on the cybersecurity to meet those requirements, and you'll have to have that done in about 15 months. And I know people, I've talked to people who are tracking that, working it, but from a cyber perspective, which we were involved in, great job. And then the physical aspects you're going to have to get up to speed on, but I suspect you'll be fine there as well. There were three major areas that we focused on in the last several years. One was the movement of the SCADA system, which is the computer control system for how water is pumped and distributed throughout your service area. When this started, you had a lot of you had a very old system, very difficult to maintain. You were getting ready to do some minor work, but basically everybody stepped back and said, we want to take it to the next level of moving away from manual operations and get into some more automated operations. That work is actually almost complete and will be done by the end of the year. There's final punch list activity that's being done. But that has moved you to quite a big jump in terms of automation and how you run your facilities. It's excellent work with the team, which your organization has done to get there. When they did that also, they were able to do work with the alarming within the system, which is understanding how the alarming works and like re-examining all of that work. They have, I would say, greatly reduced the risk to your operations by the work that was done on the alarming and figuring out how to manage the system more effectively. So that was, in my experience, great work there. Very, very fast turnaround. One of the things that I want to highlight, too, is they have put in place a mass balance. You have put in place a mass balance on understanding your water system. Not only is that going to allow you right now to understand how the flows go, so you're not forcing water through your system to other places, you're able to manage it more effectively and let things kind of balance, but it really positions you for kind of the next level of automation, which the industry has been working on for a while in terms of both energy optimization and infrastructure optimization. So when we started with SCADA, you guys were behind quite a number of people. You have really leapfrogged a lot of people by moving to some of these advanced system that you put in place, and I think the staff should be commended on that. There's no longer a single point of failure. You've been able to move the distribution operators next to the plant operators, which has reduced the swing in plant operations, very effective. Another thing that I commend the staff on. When we started, the number of line breaks has dropped dramatically. This work that they did certainly contributed to that in a large way, and some of the other work they did. So that was very impressive as well. Second thing you did, you moved to a kind of state-of-the-art system to allow you to manage your assets. You guys own, I'm sure Karen knows the number better than I do, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of assets. Can't turn on the news without people talking about infrastructure in this country and how to manage it. You've really set the foundation with CityWorks, the CityWorks application, to capture all those assets and start to manage those better. A couple of highlights I think are good to talk about here. Sorry, just jumped on it real quick. When we started right about this time, maybe a little earlier, moving into leak season, and wanted to manage the leaks more effectively. This organization was able to get CityWorks up and running effectively within 12 weeks. Fastest one I've ever done. So very impressive work there. Integrated with your GIS system, which you had built out. You've moved it into the cloud. It's kind of state-of-the-art right now. You're at state-of-the-art. Some other things you did on there, you built out your infrastructure database, so there's a lot more understanding what that database looks like. A lot better job of aligning the kind of the work plan, the work scheduling, assignment, and follow-up. So that's pretty phenomenal work as well. They really embraced the use of mobile technology in the field. Took us a while, but I would say that everybody has embraced the use of mobile technology in the field, and once you get there, you'll never go back. Then the third thing that you did was around the wide area network, which has allowed you to link your various plant facilities, the service center, all your locations, actually, in a very high-speed way. That's going to allow you to, well, first of all, that eliminated a lot of single points of failure. That allowed the use of the CityWork system to be used more effectively in the remote locations. It was difficult before that. There was a lot of, the network was fairly slow and cumbersome. So you did a great job there. But now you're able to look at all kinds of options. So as you start to look at how you want to run this place from a holistic perspective, you'll be able to reduce risk. You can effectively run the entire two plants in the distribution system from a number of locations now. You've got some more work to do to make the plants run a little better, but they're good. I don't want to say they're bad. But you really have done a great job getting that wide area network in place. That's also allows you there were some discussions earlier about threats and are we targets. Your response, your third-party response, and how you run a recovery operation or disaster recovery operations, that's a very mobile solution now. You jumped quite a bit ahead. So all of that in place, I think there is a lot of value that's been achieved, right? You've built all of these foundations, and you've gotten a lot of value. There's more work that you can do that initially was laid out by the board and management. There's more work that you need to do in the future, but you are very well positioned to kind of really force multiply your value building on the backs of these systems. So within plant operations and SCADA, some of the advanced control stuff that's being done, there's a lot of work in intelligent water systems at the national level. You guys are positioned now, I think you should start to participate in that. Before, you weren't really able to participate in that. So all of that stuff, I think Erie County Water Authority now is, I'll just say it the way I really think of it. You really leapfrogged in 6 years quite a number of organizations. So there's more to do, but great job from our perspective.
My question would be this, and separate and apart from people, if we were looking at optimization of the computerization, I call it a computerization project for better, lack of a better word, but both with SCADA and CityWorks, is energy the only area where we would save, or where else could we find savings?
Well, you certainly have the ability to adjust your staffing and get a lot of flexibility with your staffing strategies. We've started to see some of that already. You will see that there will be the ability to maintain your assets with a life cycle profile, as opposed to, kind of letting things fail and then replacing them. Those three, labor, power, and asset management, are probably the three biggest by far. And then on the other side of the equation here, there's several risk profiles that can be reduced with these systems. There are, with the SCADA systems, both in the plant and the distribution system, you will avoid things like overreacting or over-control of systems. You can run systems smoother. You have, like everybody east of the Mississippi, you've got an older system. So you need to run those more with kid gloves. As opposed to, I'm on the west of the Mississippi, well, almost west of Mississippi, Minnesota. A lot of those systems are newer and they can do things differently. But I think those are the four: labor, power, asset management, and then reduction in some of your risk profiles for avoiding failures, future failures. And, you're blessed with water. You don't have conservation issues. But you do have the ability to find some water, that non-revenue water that exists in your system. I'm not sure that rises to the level of what you want to do yet, but those are probably the four, and then the non-revenue water is another one.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay.
I'm curious, because I wasn't here when it was implemented. We've been getting reports every 2 weeks that we're getting there, we're getting there, we're getting there. I'm a kind of, I want to know when we're going to get there, because we keep signing checks to you, and I don't mind signing checks to you. I'm sure it's worth every quarter we've spent.
Sure.
I'm one of those people that wants to know when it's going to end. When do we finish these phases so that we can then start to say, okay, you know, let's now talk about intelligent water systems. What's the phase in? What's the cost? What's the time frame? But I want to finish what was started.
Sure.
I can't say we started, but what was started, get an analysis of it. Let me know how it's working. Let me know what the next stage or step or phase or whatever terminology you want to use is. So when do we see an end to this?
Everything's installed now. We're on the final punch list. I would say...
Oh, my God, don't say that's a contractor. And it tells me that it never ends, because punch lists never end.
I would say second...
Give me a date, and I'm not going to hold you to
January 15th.
Perfect. Yeah. So you think that what we've purchased, what we've implemented, is going to be up, running, and understood by our people January 5th?
Yeah,
15th. And then we can talk about... You know, your recommendation of what's the next phase, you know, where do we go? I think we've talked about billing, but, you know, where do we go from there?
Yeah, I think where you go from there, that conversation can happen. Yes.
January 16th.
Well, no, he's making
it. After we're done.
That's a joke. I got it. That was funny.
So the other question is, you were referencing us to other water systems.
Yes.
And we're leapfrogging, and we're doing better, and we're whatever we are.
Yep.
Where exactly nationally would you place us in terms of being, you know, SCADA wise, et cetera? Where are we?
In SCADA wise, you're clearly in the top half.
Okay.
Now, in asset management, you're clearly in the top half now.
Okay.
And in some of your foundation communication systems,
top half doesn't make me feel great. You sound like my son.
In terms of distribution, you're probably top 75-80%.
Okay.
You're probably top 20%.
Okay.
The plants have a little more to do.
Keep going.
I get it. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's your next focus.
The plants. And I think in IT governance, you're doing great. Considering where you started, the management activities and understanding what's going on, you're doing great.
Okay.
Doing top 10%.
Great. That's the best news I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
I think
we're scheduled a meeting following January 15 to have a further discussion. Okay. Thank you.
I'm going to be at your house on the 14th.
Should have said the 7th. My birthday's the 8th.
Happy birthday.
Operations. RFP Consulting Engineering Services for Waterline Replacement Project, Lakeshore Road, Route 5, Project Number 2018. 00008,
Okay, just a quick background. So we're talking about an RFP now at this point. I had brought to the board prior to this that the New York State DOT had contacted us and let us know there's going to be a road improvement project going on down in Lakeshore Road, Route 5, and they're going to do some pavement replacement and such. And that's an area where we have had some leaks and some other water infrastructure issues, and they asked us if we had any interest in doing some improvements before they put new pavement down, and then we end up digging it up later on. They obviously wanted to avoid that, and so I had presented that in general to the board, which the board felt it was a positive thing to be a part of this program, because we do save money in that we would not be have to pay for the restoration. It's going to be a part of a project. So the way this is set up right now is that we would do a betterment with the New York State Department of Transportation, where we would provide a design, which is what the RFP is for. We'd hire a consultant to do a design and to put together plans and specifications that would be placed into the bid documents that the New York State DOT would use to bid their water, both our water main improvement project and their road improvement. Kind of together, and they would oversee the construction. I think it's an excellent approach, again, to take care of some poor water main infrastructure and avoid, you know, when we go out and do these repairs, you know, there's traffic issues, there's all kinds of things on Route 5, obviously, just make this a pretty ugly site, so I think this is a great opportunity for us. So this is the RFP to hire a consultant to do the design work that we're going to do. So that's what this is about. And we're talking about 21, just a little more information. Project is an RFP, but we're looking at about 2,100 linear feet, but you know, not quite a half a mile, of new transmission main. It's a 24-inch water line down there.
Gosh, I'm sorry, what's their timeline?
Well, they're looking to construct in 2020.
Okay.
So we got to do design next year.
Okay.
And this is, by the way, kind of a nice way to handle it. We do the design. We pass it off to them. You know, obviously, we're going to pay for our part of the water main project. And they kind of take the construction administration and take care of that. So it's a pretty good way to do it. And again, we get it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, we have savings by doing it this
way. Absolutely. Seriously. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is without a very expensive place to work.
The hole's already dug.
Yep. Okay. And they're going to put the pavement back in there,
yeah.
And we're not paying for that.
Perfect.
So it's great.
Yeah.
So we'll move forward to get this RFP out to the public so they can review it and get a consultant hired shortly.
Okay.
Right. One more quick item, if I could.
Sure.
The media reported this morning there was a water main breakdown in City Lackawanna. Probably some of you may have seen it, and wanted to just maybe add some facts to it. We got contacted about 6 o'clock in the morning, just before 6 o'clock. People were had low pressure and that type of thing. We sent down our field duty man to go out and take a look at it, see what was going on. And what we found was a large water main break on McKinley and Dorrance in that area. So there was an impact to a number of people in that area, a broad number of people. We went down. He's basically shut valves to isolate the break, which, again, caused the water to come back up and pressure to return to normal. That all took about an hour, which is actually pretty quickly. So we identified what the issue were. We closed valves, isolated the leak, and the system is...
Is that right on the Lackawanna line?
Yeah.
It's
on the back corner of the...
Right on the Buffalo line.
Right on the Buffalo line.
It's like
right there.
From my house.
Yeah.
They tell you who lives in the house there at the farm?
So there were people that were impacted, but that was basically minimized to about an hour. There was talk about everybody in water and the city being out of water and that type of thing. I don't think that was factual. I just want to let you know, should that come up in conversation, we did about the best thing we could do in terms of limiting it to about an hour with a little bit of time after that for recovery. Our guys are down there fixing it right now, and we should be back in the service. So that's all. Thank you for the time.
Thanks.
We just paved that street.
Really?
Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee, no report. Governance Committee, no report. Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Board, no report. Communication and Bills, item 1, creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I'll move to approve item 1.
Second.
Any discussion? Question?
Yes.
You've got on here National Grid Power Purchase 2019. That's an advanced purchase?
That's to set up the master purchase order to make payments next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, the amount. It's not a check going out.
No.
No. It's just, thank you.
Okay.
Just making sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item 2, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
Move to approve item 2.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item 3, FOIL request from Rick Zidell, New Frontier Excavating.
I'll move to send it to legal.
It's already been taken care of.
Yeah, it's right. Receive and file with directions counts taken care of.
Item 4, Jay Renfola resignation letter.
Receive and file.
Item 5, P. Reister resignation letter.
Receive and file. And again, to Paul, thank you for your service.
Persons addressing the authority.
Where are we?
Have somebody
Oh, yes. Do we have anyone who wishes to speak to the board? Seeing no one, we move on to the next item.
Unfinished business, T12, termination of professional services contract with Harder Seacrest and Emery LLP, item number 4, 8218.
It's going to stay on the table.
Well, actually, you know, you can remove that from the table because the contract expires at the end of this month.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Or seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion removed from the table.
Can I ask where we stand on the recommendation?
Oh, yeah, we had a we got to see where that needs to go at the next meeting.
It's got to come up at the next
meeting. Yeah, it's got to come up at the next meeting.
I believe that's where, where it is. I believe we're working on the next meeting right now. That has to be all up and on the website today and the work day, and it is on the agenda.
Now we've taken T12 off the table. The question is, what are we going to do with it? I move to postpone it indefinitely.
No.
Receive and file.
No, you don't receive and
file.
There's no motion.
There'll be no motion
to
restore.
There's no second.
Oh, no motion to restore. Okay, it'll die. Okay. All right.
But you got to make a motion. There will be no second. And then it goes down.
Okay.
Is there a motion on T17 on the termination?
No,
T12. I'm sorry, T12.
Yep.
I'll so move. Is there a second? No second. Motion fails. Matter fails. Okay. T17,
appointment of executive director, item number 22 of 11-118.
Move to take item 17 off the table.
Well, it's replaced by item 21.
Oh, right. Yeah. Let's leave that on the table at the moment.
No,
that's the right thing to do.
Right?
No, still move to
you're right. You have it on as item 21.
Yeah.
So this old item, you can remove from the table.
Right,
yeah.
Approve that. Make a motion. No second. That will defeat it. That will eliminate our table unfinished business items.
Move to remove. Motion to remove.
Second.
Motion to remove from the table.
Correct.
Those in favor? Removing from the table.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Now just a regular motion to approve the item. No second.
Correct. I'll move to approve the item.
Okay. As stated, no second. We'll take care of that in item 18. Okay.
New business, item 6, authorization to advertise for bids for contract number WSA013, water system improvements, large valve replacements, City of Lackawanna, towns of Amherst, Cheektowaga, Hamburg, and West Seneca, project number 20180081.
Move to approve item 6.
Second, any discussion? On the motion, I would move to amend to make it clear that this to approve subject to the recommendation that I think it was Mr. Memo is it here? I think Mr. Stoll's or Mr. Kowalski's that the RFP go out with the addition of the language necessary to require the apprentice policy. And that it addressed the New York State changes in the sexual harassment provision, and with those changes, I'd approve it as a second.
I'll second the amended item.
Yeah. Those in favor of the amendment? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Those in favor of the motion to approve as amended? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 7, authorization to advertise for bids for chemistry and microbiology proficiency samples and chemistry standards for 3 years from February 1st, 2019 to January 31st, 2022, project number 20190009.
I'll move to approve item 7.
Second. Any discussion? John, I have a quick question. What's the scope of this sampling?
This is all the operators who are running the laboratory testing and microbiology testing have to do a proficiency sample to maintain the ELAB certification in the State Health Department. So this contract covers that for the next few years, that everyone will be shown proficient.
That's an annual requirement?
Yes.
That's what I was getting at. Okay, so for all of our staff who are involved in that, it'll be done annually? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 8, approval of change order number 2 of Gitter Dunn of Western New York, Inc. for excavated material removal and disposal April 1st, 2018 through March 31st, 2020, project number 2018-00010, contract number 18-17-04, $1,501.25.
I'll move to approve item 8.
Second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 9.
Wait, wait. Not that big a deal, but you really, you know, someone who's reporting this stuff, you're going to need to hear you guys say yes and no.
Oh.
I've just been noticing Commissioner Jones hasn't really, he hasn't objected, but I haven't actually heard a yes.
I don't think I've voted no on anything.
No. Well, you haven't voted no on anything, yeah. So I just want to make sure it's not an abstention for the record.
So
everything was
trust
a yes.
Trust me, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. Sure, for the record. For the minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not shy, Mark.
No, I know. No. But it's difficult for
no,
someone
but
new taking the minutes.
For our records, especially since it's audio.
Understood.
Yeah, okay. And we have someone new taking the minutes. So.
It was my job for 20 years not to talk.
Well, it could be the next
by the way,
year, too, if
you're talking. Happily married, it still is.
Item 9, authorization to enter into a professional services contract with O'Brien and Gear Engineers, Inc., project number 2018-00136, contract OBG-013.
I move to approve item 9.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carried.
Item 10, authorization to refund service connection fee to Ashley Avedo, $2,000.
Acevedo.
Thank you.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
Item 11, authorization to grant leak allowance request $1,073.47.
I'll move to approve item 11.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 12, authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual capital budget for fiscal year 2018.
I'll move item 12 for approval.
Second, any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't believe that what you have here as a description is complete. I mean, we're amending a capital budget. And it says description NC 35 50,000. There's nothing in the package that has the contract. There's nothing in here that tells me why it's being amended. There's nothing in here. So, you know, we're amending the budget by $1.5 million, and I can't tell you what we're amending it for, right, other than some contract numbers.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily want the copies of every contract when we're doing a budget adjustment understand it. But why don't you speak to it?
NC 35 is the substation improvements out at Ball, which are taking place. It was due to a circumstance where the original substation is beginning to sink into the ground, and it's an important pump station. So a few months ago, progress was projected at a certain rate, and that progress has moved ahead tremendously, thus requiring within this budget to have the funds available. So we were able to do it, and it keeps the project on track. It needs to get done as the next phase goes with the Ball North Station tank replacement. We've got to have the substation replaced first, and then we can move forward on the tank replacement.
Then I would suggest in the future somebody include a memo to that effect, describing why we're approving this, describing, you know, what exactly, you know, the because what I have here doesn't tell me why we're moving $1.5 million. So now I understand it. It's actually proceeding ahead of schedule. Shocking, but...
We thought so, too.
It's the warm weather. So in the future, if we're going to do this, please, for my edification, and I'm sure that of the other two commissioners, let's include a memo on it so we know what we're voting on. Thank you.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 13, authorization to settle insurance claim relating to the 42-inch water main break at Sturgeon Point Treatment Plant.
I move item 13.
Second. Any discussion? I just have one thing I want to say. Tony Alessi, I know he's maybe not the only one who's touched this file, but he's been, I would say, very attentive to our insurance needs at the authority. And, you know, you don't see how beneficial that is, frankly, until you get to a situation like this where we had a very big incident in 2017, and we have somebody in-house who is aware that there may be a way to recoup some of the loss when it was a big loss. And it clearly was an expensive event. So
I just have two questions.
It's a good result.
One, where does the 1.619 go? Does it go into the capital fund? Is it going to the general fund?
It just returns to general.
General.
Yeah, it goes.
Okay, perfect.
And then... eventually it'll make its way back to the capital.
Yeah.
This was I believe, Karen, most of this was not, this was considered a repair, not a depreciable capital asset.
Right.
So it was almost refunding additional expenses we hadn't budgeted.
Just thought we were going to throw a Christmas party. When I walked in and saw the gentleman from Lolly here, I thought our check bounced. I'm not sure what happened. Got a little nervous. They're a tough group, you know.
But I think it's a good example, though. I mean, we hire a lobbyist, and we got over $1 million on a recent proposal on a project yet to be done. And yet in-house, we got somebody who helped bring in this kind of reimbursement. I think it's a good thing for the authority, and it really is proven. To do,
did a lot
and
of work.
Sometimes when we, no offense to Lolly, because you got to make a living, when we pay that insurance bill, we say, wow, but this is one reason we do it.
Well, let me add, though, our professional relationship with Lolly and their support helped in this issue, too, in supporting Tony and legal that worked on it, various attorneys who worked on it. So it was a good team effort.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Voting? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Yes.
The insurance company needs to know if you want a check or you want a wire transfer.
Wire transfer?
Cash?
Wire transfer. cash is cash. Wire transfer?
Wire transfer is fine.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Yeah, we
fine.
Like wire transfer.
Yeah, work it out with Bob and Karen and wire it over. Okay.
Thank you.
Item 14 was voted on earlier.
Yes.
Item 15, salary increments January 1st, 2019.
May I just make a comment on item 14 before you go forward? I know we voted on it.
Yep.
I think that this should have been signed off by legal. I mean, we ratified an agreement.
You had outside counsel for this.
Yeah, outside counsel.
I know.
Okay. I, in the future, I can
do that. Yeah, right?
Sure.
Sure, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, Mr. Secretary.
Item 15, salary increments, January 1st, 2019.
I'll move to approve item 15.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 16, first longevity increments, January 1st, 2019.
I'll move to approve item 16.
Second. Any discussion?
Just on the question, again, I think it should be signed off on. When we get into these things, I think that legal should have a hand in them. I think I would feel better voting on it if Margaret reviewed it or someone from legal reviewed it.
On the longevity increments?
Yes.
They're part of the CBAs.
Yeah.
Existing CBAs.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Karen and I, did happen to review the last one because it looked like I was supposed to get a pay raise, move up in an increment, and I pointed out that I didn't believe that was correct.
And I said, hell no.
She argued with me, and I won, which means I'm not getting a pay raise in January. So just so you know, that would have been a conflict for me.
Okay, all right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item 17, additional longevity increments, January 1st, 2019.
I move to approve item 17.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 18, authorization to amend policy number 41, vacations of the Erie County Water Authority's employee policies and procedures manual.
I move to approve item 18. I believe this was the amended one that we're going to remove the word highly.
Highly, correct. And with that is part of the motion, I second. Any further discussion? And item 18, as amended, deleting the word highly. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 18, authorization to amend the authority's career and salary plan for biweekly employees not eligible for membership in a collective bargaining unit.
I move to approve item 18.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor? Yes.
For the item number on the motion?
Item 19.
No, he said 18, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So we're going to 19.
It is 19, isn't it? Yeah.
It is 19.
It is 19. On 19, all those in favor?
Well, can I just, again, on the question, there's no blue sheet attached to this, at least in mine. So are we saying that item 19 has never been reviewed by anybody?
It was all part of the same package for the...
Yeah, they split the resolution up.
For 16, 17, 18 was kind of one blue sheet.
Yeah, but did they just copy the same blue sheet? Maybe that's what happened.
I think that's what it was.
That's what it looks like.
I just copied the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The blue sheet says salary step and longevity increases, so it picks up all three of them.
One blue sheet, three resolutions.
Yeah, three resolutions.
There's a four resolutions.
Well, it might be four, but it says that it includes the...
One, two,
if you include 19,
three,
it's four.
Four. It's four resolutions.
Yeah. That just didn't get copied.
Yeah. Next thing I'm going to tell you is let's not do that again.
Yeah.
Separate blue sheets for every resolution, please.
Yeah, that would help. Okay.
Sorry about just signing off. I'll renew my... I think when you get into things like amending our career and salary plan and et cetera, those should be signed off on by legal.
All those in favor of item 19?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 20, authorization to amend the authority's career and salary plan for biweekly employees not eligible for membership in the collective bargaining unit.
Yeah, I'll move to approve item 20.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 21, appointment as executive director.
I would move to approve the appointment of John Mai as our new executive director effective February 4, 2019.
So we need to amend this.
Oh, yeah. It should be
so what you're going
to... I move to adopt item 21 with the appointment of John Mai as executive director.
At a salary grade 37.
37 step
e.
1, right.
37
E
step
1.
5.
5.
Okay.
Commencing on February
4, 2019. As amended, I'll second.
I'm a question.
Yes.
I assume we're not having an it's easy for you to say executive session on this prior to this.
Well, we had one earlier when we discussed our. But if you,
are you asking?
You know, we need to.
Well, just because I would have another amendment.
Do you want to go into executive session?
Well, I think my amendment's pretty straightforward because it was part of the discussion, and just to make sure it's clear in the resolution, and maybe we can do it here, I don't know. But this is a proposed at-will employment subject to the discretion of the board, serving at the discretion of the board, and I'd like that in the resolution.
Mm-hmm. I have no objection to that.
Yeah, no objection. I think it's obvious since there's nothing in the resolution to make it anything but at-will.
Well, let's make it clear.
We can make it as amended that it is an at-will appointment at the discretion of the board. We have a second. All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carried there. Now, on the issue of the appointment of the executive director, all those in favor of the appointment of John Mai in the resolution as amended? Those
aye.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried. Thank you.
Item 22, motion to rescind any and all prior resolutions purporting to delegate certain final employment decisions to various management staff.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Well, just...
I'll second so we can discuss.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to go through the litany of things I went through last week, or last meeting. I just think this is something that will help the organization. I don't think it will disrupt the operations of the organizations, the hiring of people. Right now, the practice, we're not following the practice of the resolutions we're trying to rescind. So that's number one. Number two, I don't think it's a fulfillment of our fiduciary duties to delegate almost 50%, if not over 50% of our responsibilities in terms of management. And number three, I think it will enhance transparency and the openness of that we have all been striving to change.
Well, I think it has to get looked at a little bit harder. I don't disagree that as the prior resolutions are written, we shouldn't take some action on hiring. I disagree wholeheartedly that we've abdicated a chunk of our management. Quite frankly, we spent 2 days in budget hearings reviewing every salary of every department of this authority. So when you look at just the hiring and firing, I think you're looking at less than 0.5% of our budget. And that's principally what we hire on a yearly basis. But to say that we've abdicated control of the labor force, I think is incorrect. I think since we solely control the budget, we solely control the budget of every department, therefore we control the budget of every salary therein. And we had an exhaustive 2-day session to review that. I do not feel that we've abdicated any of that power. But the question is, are we in some way not codifying or approving the hirings and firings, and et cetera? And I don't want to get into the minutiae, and I really don't want to get into micromanaging this, especially since I'm here on a part-time basis. I would ask that this get sent to governance where it could be looked at and not take a knee-jerk reaction to it. I don't necessarily disagree with Commissioner Jones's premise that this board does nothing with respect to hires and fires. But I think it has to get looked at a little more carefully than simply agreeing to a resolution to rescind any and all prior resolutions. I don't think that really answers the question. I'd rather go at it in a much more effective manner through the governance committee.
All right. Then we made Joe. Let me just ask. You were doing this for 3 years, and you used the same resolution. Did you think that these had to come to the board each time?
The resolution, I don't think it says that they have to come to the board. I think it says the board has to be, I don't know, I remember what the exact language was of the board.
I'll read it. It says it's attempting to delegate authority that, you know, that they have certain executive staff listed here now, but it's been different in the past. And it says clearly, subject to the general direction, approval, and control of the commissioners of the authority. And the issue with that is an open meetings issue, because we cannot act, actually do any of those things outside of a public meeting. And that's all this does.
I don't disagree with that. With the reading of that language, I think it has to get looked at. And I don't think it should get looked at this session in this light. I think it should get reviewed and discussed at the governance level, which is why we have these committees. I think we have to look at better language.
Are you moving to go to the governance?
I will move item 22 to governance.
I'll second. And the reason is I agree with Mr. Carney that we do need to discuss it. And I do think that this is one, I don't think this resolution is a constructive result. That is, it does to just dissolve something, especially after the kind of the tenor the way it was introduced, doesn't solve it. I think the discussion should be what is a good plan going forward that meets all of the concerns, especially transparency issue concerns. But I think the message that was sent earlier is a negative one, and I think from commissioners we've got a duty to the staff members at this authority to recognize there are a very lot of very dedicated people who dedicate their lives to this place. And if we're going to deal with these kind of issues, we've got to deal with it in a way that affirms their value and, frankly, affirms the reason why we're here, which is to deliver water. And we can deal with these things. But I found the tenor to be, I think, not the kind of approach that I think the commissioner should take. And I think it will help us to do it. And I'm inclined to think that this, because I don't agree that the language of the resolution is somehow wrong or being violated. It's clearly authorized process for an authority. We're not a town. We are not managers. We are board members with policy. So I do think we should, and I think the harder thing will be to wrestle with the mechanics of how we would do this. But we got to spell it out. We got to put it in writing. And just to say, get rid of something with no solution, I think, is no solution. And that's not a solution. So, and I think we can figure that out. I don't think it has to take 6 months. We can do that in a relatively reasonable period of time.
I agree. It can be fixed quite readily, and it does provide for a solution, a very easy solution, a half-sentence solution on the end of the flow chart on how hires are made. And, you know, we are the managers. We are the directors. It's not intended to micromanage. It's not intended, and I believe, despite your interpretation of the tenor that it was originally delivered in, I believe, if you listen to that, the people that we have doing that are very good people. I have no question of that. I just think this is a relic from the past. And, yeah, I think we're here to change things, not to adopt relics from the past. And this was my attempt to start that
discussion. And again, I'm going to say, I don't necessarily disagree with your interpretation of the quotation subject to the general direction. I think that has to get spelled out. And I don't know, and I'm not sure which direction I'm going to go in, but I do agree. We either have to delegate with a review or delegate with a ratification or simply, I don't know the answer to it. I'm not gonna belabor what I said earlier. We are not talking about, when you talk about the dollars and cents of hires, fires, I mean, and for the most part, promotions are within pursuant to civil service. So
I don't even know that that comes into play, quite frankly. But you know, we're not talking about a huge amount of this authority's overall budget. Since we do control the budget, we do control what each person and each department gets paid on a yearly basis when we approve the budget. So I agree. The language, I think, has to get reviewed. I agree. I would be certainly in favor of going to a more transparent system. But I also agree with Chairman Shedd, simply throwing it out without having some corrective language is not the direction I want to go in.
On the issue, then, of referring to the Governance Committee, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Mr. Carney, are you going to be, you're out of town
now? I'm out of town on the 27th.
27th, okay. So let's shoot to try to do something in early January. Thank you.
Well, I mean, and from my standpoint, I'd like some input from legal, and I'd like some input from Mr. Burns, because I think that you live this, and it's a time period that I wasn't here, and I'd like to know, you know, if it worked in the past, okay, then, and you know, what is the best way to fix this thing? And obviously, we'll need input from, you know, from Mr. McCracken on this. So that's what I want to look at. I want to look at, you know, what was done in the past. Was it right? Was it wrong? You know, why was it right and wrong, and such.
Maybe you need some input from the public on their perception. I mean, it's giving off a poor perception of the good work and the good people we have here, and that's who it's hurting.
Well, that's, again, right, I'm not disagreeing.
Let's just looking for the best language. With some more substance.
So was there a motion to send it to governance?
Governance. Yes. We just voted, and you voted against it.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to pass it now.
Okay. All right, item 23.
Item 23, service connection work order list.
Move to approve item 23.
I have to vote against something today, so I'm... No.
That's my job. No.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Motion passed.
Let him stay here by himself. You're over.
No, did you do the second of the adjournment? You did the second of the adjournment.
I did. I'll think.
Oh, we're meeting. Yeah. She wants to tell us.
Yeah, we might be meeting here.